I don't know whether they have any point-counterpoint discussions at surgical meetings. I've seen these in the past about all kinds of controversies in breast cancer. But are there people out there who question the use of this procedure in terms of efficacy?
Absolutely.
When you use low-risk patients, you'd have to do this gigantic study for 20 years that we'll never see. So do people say, I don't think it works as well?
Well, there are people who say that, and they point to the studies that came out of the Elliott trial, which was using the Mobitron and Target A. Elliott actually showed inferiority. But I will say that their recurrence rate in their whole breast radiation patients were so incredibly low that they're not numbers that we replicate here. So there's some question as to why their recurrence rates were so incredibly low. That being said, we kind of put IORT in the category of partial breast irradiation. And there are lots of studies that show partial breast irradiation is at least equivalent to whole breast radiation, whether it's delivered with a balloon, whether it's delivered with, I mean, there's all kinds of things, seeds, cyberknife, all kinds of devices. The difference with the IORT is there are some people who say you don't get enough depth of penetration, so you don't really reduce the risk enough. There are some people, interestingly enough, who say, well, these are probably patients who didn't need radiation to begin with. But I would contend in our country, all of these patients get whole breast radiation or get a recommendation for whole breast radiation unless they're incredibly old. And I just saw a patient who's 85 years old. I just saw her on Monday. She has a second breast cancer. I operated on her first breast cancer 5 years ago. She developed this breast cancer. It became clinically evident a month after she stopped her anastrozole. She was on 5 years of anastrozole. She now has a 1.2 centimeter invasive ductal carcinoma, ERPR positive, HER2 negative. And to me, the decision is, do we need radiation at all? So now I'm having discussions with our radiation oncologist. She's got a very good performance score. She drives herself. She's probably got 10 to 15 years longevity. So the notion that there are patients based on specific age who we should omit certain therapies on is very difficult to determine.
Although, you know, I have this fantasy of this 85-year-old lady coming in 30 times to get radiation therapy as opposed to having her surgery extended by 20 minutes. Pretty big difference.
I think it's a huge difference. So if the choice is no radiation versus or IORT versus whole breast, absolutely, let's do IORT. But if a radiation oncologist would look at her and say she really doesn't need radiation, obviously that'd be the best. But in my practice, I see really no age limit on who they're recommending radiation for.